Today, the 12th of February, Yudches Shvat, Rabbi Yaakov Yehuda Salomon, True Simcha.
This is Shkech, I'm the Chus, being able to help the island start the day, the tearaway. I want to give you a topic which, Mr. Shem, everybody can have a tehillah from. Pasuk in this week's Sedra, Vayichad Yisroi al kol ha-tuiva she'osa alikim Yisrael amai. The Torah tells us that the Yisroi, Vayichad Yisroi. Rashi says, Vayichad Yisroi, the Pasuk attacks his Rashi, Vayismach Yisroi. Yisroi had simcha, zeu pshutai. Umedrash Agoda, says Rashi, she also besorei chidudin chidudin. His whole body became in a chidudin chidudin goose pimple, meitza al ibur mitzrayim. He had a tsa on the fact that the mitzrayim had their ibur, they were lost and they were destroyed. Hainu de omer incha. So Rashi tells us the pshutei shel davar vayichad Yisroi meaning simcha. So Rashi says Rashi chidudin chidudin he had sa. The Mefarshim Rashi already explained that really the Torah is telling us that Yisroi had simcha. But why does the Torah use the lashon vayichad? Use the lashon of simcha. On that, Rashi is telling us, Nase besorei chidudin chidudin. Chidudin chidudin is rumors in this word, vayichad. So you have to understand. Very nice. Nase besorei chidudin chidudin. But why is the Torah telling us? What's the importance? If Rashi's question was, why is he vayichad? So Rashi answered this question. Because Nase besorei chidudin chidudin. But why is the Torah telling us that? The Torah should say that Yisrael was besimcha. It's so important. True, we learn out from here to 10 generations on how the feeling. But is that why the Torah wrote it? What's the importance that the Torah wrote the lashon of Yisrael being besimcha, which is meramez on this inyan of chidudin chidudin? This is one ha'ara. In the next pasuk, Vayomer Yisrael. Baruch Hashem asher hitzel eschem miyad Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Tzadidalot Amoyed Dikra Loshen. Says the Gemara, read out the Loshen of the Gemara, Tana Mishum Rebbe Fafayas, Genayu Lomoyshe Veshishim Reboi. Genayu, it's a shame. It's a genay for Kemoyshe Rabbeinu Veshishim Reboi. Shle Omru Baruch Ad Sheba Yisroi V'Oma Baruch Hashem. Yisroi said, V'Yeme Yisroi Baruch Hashem. Says the Gemara, it's a genai on Klal Yisroel. They never said Baruch till it came along Yisroi and he said Baruch Hashem. Atala, Klal Yisroel said Shira. Ein Chadom of Godom is there. The whole Elasik Parsha around the Shira. And the Hanafoshim explained the Madriga of Klal Yisrael when they said the Shira. And here the Gemara comes along and says, Genayu le Yisrael, Lemoshe Veshishim Reboi, that they never said Baruch, and the first one to introduce a Baruch Hashem was Yisrael. And Shira was episode less of a Madriga. The Madriga of Shira, the Chayra, is a Gevaldik Madriga. And we would understand it to be even more than the Baruch Hashem. What's the Genayu here? Going back to the first question, the Malbim here says a beautiful Yisat. We know there are all different sorts of simcha and descriptions of simcha. In the last bracha, Sheva brachas, Gila, Rina, Ditza, Chedva, Ava, Achva, Vashalom, Vareyas, different lashonos and descriptions of simcha. One of these types of simcha is called Chedva. And the Malbim here explains and he says, the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, in Periches, Al te'otzvu, ki Chedvas Hashem hi mu'uzkan. Klal Yisrael were told, Al te'otzvu, don't be upset, don't be depressed. Ki Chedvas Hashem hi mu'uzkan. And like we say in Pesukah Zimra, Oiz v'chedva b'mkoymai. Explains the Malbim, what is this simcha of chedva? And he says, when a person has, I'll read you out one or two lines and then we'll explain it. Ala simcha, shechedva moiras simcha pnimis, ruchnis, hamiskaberes al etzav hachitzoini. Explains an album. A person could have a tibiastika, natural reason why he should feel bitzah. And that an album called the tzah chitzoini. But when he has a pnimiastika, ruchniastika feeling towards the Ribbono Shleilam, and true emunah in the Ribbono Shleilam, it's miskaberes, it overpowers, and it can overcome any tibiastika tzah because of its pneumistika amun in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Al te'otzvu, told. Don't be upset. Don't be depressed. Ki chedvas Hashem imozchem. Your emunah, the simcha which comes through emunah, he imozchem, that's what gives you the courage, that's what gives you the determination, and that helps you, and that's a literally a ruchniyistika kuchas, which comes through emunah. Says the Malbim Vayichad is from this lashon of simcha chedva. And although the Malbim doesn't bring Rashi, I believe and I'm sure this is what the Malbim wants to say as pshat in the pasuk of pure Rashi. Vayichad Yisroi, we ask the question. What's the Torah telling us that Nasa Chidudim Chidudim? Say he was happy. And maybe it's a little bit derogatory on Yisrael to tell him Nasa Chidudim Chidudim. Is the Torah telling us the Madriga of Yisrael? Vayichad Yisrael, although Chidudim Chidudim, although he had a natural mitzvah of feeling a tzah, Al Ibud Mitzrayim, nevertheless, he was the Simcha. Because his Pnimistika Emunah in the Ribbono Shleilam brought him and uplifted him in Madreja. That were all Tibistika Matzavim and situations, his Emunah gave him the Simcha Ruchni. With this, we can understand the next passage. By Yoyimah Yisrael Baruch Hashem. The Kasuf already learned that it's Pratan Apostle. But Yoyime Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eskam Yad Mitzrayim. Yes, Klal Yisrael said Shira. When did they say this Shira? This Shira, Klal Yisrael said, when they were over the Yamsuf, they'd seen the Gvaldik and Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Mitzrayim had been killed. There's nothing left. And true, they said Shira, came to Mordechai Cohen in Beinstein. Says Yitzchak Sofer, when did Yisrael say Baruch Hashem? When it was Nasa Chidudim Chidudim, and he said Baruch Hashem. It's a munim in Beinstein. And the Yitzchak Sofer says, it's a mitzias Chidudim Chidudim. His whole body was in shock. And he went and said Baruch Hashem. This was the Genai on Moshe Shishim Rebbe. In Mitzrayim, there was no Baruch Hashem. They said Shira, and the Madriga of Shira was a Mayadika Madriga. But those were the Madriga after the Nisim of Kriyas Yam Suf, after the Makol of the Mitzrayim. They said Shira, to Madriga. And the way they said Shira was a Mayadika Madriga. But Genai will of Moshe Lashishim Rebbe, that Moshe Rabbeinu had never brought Klal Yisrael to the Madriga of in Mitzrayim. In physical shivut, and say the word Baruch Hashem. And this is the lesson that the Torah teaches us here as a hakdama to Matan Torah before Klal Yisrael became the Mamleches Kohen in the Great Kodesh. Hiskabrus on Natsovim through Emuna and without to be besim. Moedik Zach, Nasu Xedra, all Joshua Moisha. Rashi says, Oz, and he saw the Nisim, all of the Libon lost his share. So Mephoshim already asked, every mitzvah is from the heart, meant to be from the heart, meant to be from the lips. Why did Rashi use this Lashon? Oz, and he saw the Nis, all of the Libon lost his share. What's this Lashon in Rashi? All of the Libon lost his share. Adds more. Oz Yosher, Yosher Loshen Osit. Chazal already give us a drasha, how to explain, Mr. Mashiach, whatever we're talking about, Oz Yosher. They tell us, why does Takan Terry use a Loshen? Oz Yosher. Says of Sumzal Zisro. Vayaminu ba'ashem of Moisha Abdoi, Oz Yosher Moisha. Klal Yisrael came to a new Hakara. And were uplifted in the realization of the Koyach and Gevura of the Ribbono Shleilam. And the Emunah in the Ribbono Shleilam from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kriyas Yam Suf became a starker Emunah. The Oz Yosher was spontaneous. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'Moshe Abdoi, Oz Yosher, all the believers, was spontaneous. Sometimes one has to hear an orchestra in order to be uplifted in Simcha. What is the Yiddish band, the Yiddish orchestra? What is it that lifts up a person into Simcha? Emuna. We don't need a two-piece, a three-piece, a four-piece. We don't need Emuna. B'shleimus. Tachlis or Emuna. V'yaminu b'Hashem u'Moshe Abdoi. All Yosha, all of them, there was no Harin Yimukim. I'm not every mitzvah from the heart. But you've got to think about it with the seichel. And he puts it into your heart, and then he goes great. He was all of the Levi. There was a mona. He saw the chushes. And they came to a koran and mona. The simcha. From that and mona. Uplifted them to a moedik madriga. And it was that madriga that brought out Shira. And the Daik Moedik Hazach, Rashi, in Parshas Vayigash, when Yaakov Avinu was told that his son Yosef was still alive, Rashi said the Loshon in Perik Memhei Posuk Havches, the Posuk says, Rab Oed Yosef Benichai. Rashi says there, Rab Li Simcha V'chedva Hoyul V'Oed Yosef Benichai. Moedik Loshon in Rashi. Rabli oid simcha v'chedva hoil v'oid Yosef benichai. Rashi said, they have simcha, fine. What's this word v'chedva added on here? And she said simcha, v'chedva, and put chedva. The Freedom Album, and how we understand the word of Simcha Zisro, the word of Rashi and the Doyer. Maral says, then Parshas Vayigash. Why did Yaakov Avinu say Krishna? If it was his man Krishna, then Jesus would also say Krishna. If it wasn't his man Krishna, so why was Yaakov Avinu saying Krishna when they met up? The Lord shot him, the Maral said like this. And he says, Kishiro es Yosef benoi melech. Bo beliboi Ahavosoi v'yirosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Lashon of the Maral. Ech midoizom him toivoiz u'shleimoiz. U'meshaleim socho toiv li'reo. He saw Yosef being a melech. He saw all al-chaloimus came to its complete completion. Bo b'liboi ahavosoi v'yirosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He came to an av on a year of the Ribbono Shleilam. How me dois of him two ways of shemis. V'derach ha-chasidim asher yikro lehem b'toiv. Mizdabkim al HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ha-toivis והאמת שעושה אימהם. וזהו קרישמה, שבו ייחוד המלכוס, וזהו ייחוד על דריבני שלם זה מלכוס, והאבוסוי וקיבל מלכוסוי והאבוסוי וירוסוי. Says the Maral, when Yaakov Avinu lived through the Oid Yosef Chai, he came to a new Akora in the Avon year of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he wanted to be Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim with this Avo, with this year, and that's why he said Krishma. And with that, the Mefarshim explained that it says when Yaakov Avinu heard that Yosef was alive, he wants to go and see him before he dies. Well, for sure, what's dying up to this? So, he knows Jesus is alive. What's his need to go and see him before he dies? The talent is, he wanted to see him and see this Krishna. As soon as he heard that Jesus was alive, he already felt uplifted in Emuna. Ain't Shemir Deimel Re'iyah. He wanted to go and see him and see this Kabbalah of Avzah, like the Rekiva, called Chaya, was waiting to encounter Shem Shemayim. Yaakov Avinu felt uplifted. He came to a new Akora in a Munna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ahavosav Yerosai. And with that Avon Yira, he wants to be a Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim and say Krishna. Rav Chodesa B'ni Chai Simcha V'chedva. When a person sees the Choshes in front of him in the Ribbono Shel Olam, lives a Munna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is true Simcha. There's many ways of becoming the Simcha. The normal way of becoming Simcha is while you've got the Simcha, you've got it. 5 minutes later, you're more depressed than you were before because you haven't got that Simcha and you're missing it and it's done nothing to you. That's simple. When it's a Munna, when the orchestra is a Munna, and when one's lifted up through a Munna, Bitochen, and one feels near to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That uplifts a person in Simcha, which is tmidis, consistent to Simcha, everlasting. Oz Yoshe, the Torah says, when it's Ve'aminu Ba'Hashem U'Mesha Avdoi, then you can say on that Ala Osid, he'll never have any ups and downs in life. It'll be Simcha with a consistency. It's been everlasting Simcha. It's the true Simcha. It's Pnimiyasik Simcha. When it's Pnimiyasik Simcha, then that overcomes all Matzavim. Miskaberes, says the Malbim, on Ativa Achitzoini, which made me Betzach. And this is what Klal Yisrael lived through before they became Mamlechas Kenem Beit Kodesh. Avodas Hashem is only Shayach with Simcha. True Avodas Hashem is when a person is with Simcha. And for that Simcha, one needs the real Emunah. Vayedik Ezach, Sefer Eches Tzadikim has got 28 Sharim in Avodas Hashem. Anything you're looking for is here. Sha'a Rachamim, Sha'a Daiga, Charota, Ka'as, Rotten, Kinnah, Zrizos, Dir, Shemayim, Torah, Tshuva, Lash, Narach, and even all here. I want you to make the car. You look through the whole list, and there's no Sharimuna. And we know that the Yisoid, the foundation, is the Aleph base of Yiddishkeit is Aleph Emuna and base Bitochen. That's the Aleph base of Yiddishkeit. It's equivalent of Aleph Sharim, not one Shah Emuna, not one Shah Bitochen. Where is it? He's got Shara Busha, Shara Azul, Shara Sina, Shkaiva, Anama. Who's Amana? If you look in Shara Simcha, Kimat, the whole Shara Simcha is Amana Bitoch. And Mayadika, the Shayna Zarka Sadiqim brings pages and pages of Shara Simcha, where he talks about all the different types of Bitochen and how Bitochen is dependent on Amana. Maxel inina simcha, ki amaimin believe solid, va habeteach be ezer atzur. Hu sameach lo'olam. Hu seivil kol dova. Somebody who's a maimon b'leiv shalem, a munna, belief in the Rebbeinu Shneidem, v'abeteach, somebody who puts his whole feels secure, because he's in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shneidem. Hu sameach lo'olam. Hu seivil kol dova. He can take anything. K'may achoyle sho'echel samim hamorim b'shvil ha'rufua. Achoyle rachmon v'lison hasaf, a very bitter Rufua, it's hard for him. But the more he believes that it's the right thing for him, that way he's able to be saved in it. Va'aseva lu chokshi mi daigas ha'ela. He's completely, he's a ben chayrin from any worry. And he carries on and he tells you how everything that Abishim does for the good. Earlier, he also made the Colossian. Haderech shigismach odom echalkoi, shikabal besimcha horak moyatoiv. And he says for this, tzorech geder godol shigitach balikim, and the vabiteach tom balikim, it comes through him, either double maybe shigitach odom balikim, zuyo emuna. Because shemaimin babayra, shikol hatlachosoi bo'ilam azeo bo'ilam abo, Hakul whom he men over eight aches will offer. Let's go pages and pages. Where is it? You're looking for a munim b'tochen. You have to go to Shasim. Simcha Sachayim. The simcha which lifts up a person not just for 5 minutes and 10 minutes, but the simcha that lifts a person up to be the true Eved Hashem. And to be matzdik to the Ribbono Shel Olam in all matzavim. And to be able to say, Kom Adam Achmon Letav of it, is emunah and bitochen. And that is true simcha. And the person who has this, has everything. And the Mepharshim explain, and this is where actually we can bring it a little bit in the Maisa. The Seder of Tfilis, the Seda, the Anshikinis HaKdelo, and the Sakhin Tfela. Psuke de Zimra. And from Psuke de Zimra, we go into the Birchas Krishma, and Krishma, which is Kabbalah Sayyid Makhashma. Psuke de Zimra is where we have been uplifted in Emunah. We talk about the Gevuras Hashem, the Krikas Hashem. We praise Hashem. We bring the Rebbeinu Shel Olam nearer to our hearts. We realize how near the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is to us. Beautiful lesson in the Das King and Balitesis in Parashat B'Shalach. Vayhi B'Shalach Paris Ha'om. Now it says then the Apostle Kikorevu. The Das King and Balitesis says, Kloima Ha'om Korev El Hashem. Shenema Lifnei Yisrael Am Korevay. Kikorivu. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not, is near to us. Because we are his Am Korevay. We're uplifted in understanding through Psuke de Zimra. Kirvas Hashem. Gevuras Hashem. Toivas Hashem. Then we can go into Krishna, the Kabbalah's El Malchus Shemayim. And be Mekabal El Malchus Shemayim. And Kabbalah El Malchus Shemayim doesn't just mean to the midst of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Kabbalah El Malchus Shemayim is to give oneself over to Rebbeinu Shel Olam in all matzavim. And in all matzavim to be besimcha. Kechedvas Hashem imu'uzchem. This is our koyach. So in the Sefer Ezeruah, when he talks in his Hagdama to Tfilah, he talks about in Hagdama to Tfilah, Psuke de Zimra and Shabbos. And it's not the derech of the Ezeruah to give to serve a Maisius at all. It's all halacha with biurim. And he starts off and he says, you heard from a yedid of his, Ish Ne'emon, who was the rish of the Chevra Kedisha in the town. that the Siddur came into the Beis HaMedrash one morning, and he saw sitting in front of the Beis HaMedrash an old person from the town who had been nifta a few days earlier. And he was sitting there in the front of the Beis HaMedrash. And he had grass on his head in the shape of a kesa, of a crown. She went up to him and said, "What's going on?" She said, "I was sent here." He said, "I was sent here." So this Yiddid of the Ezeruah asked him, there was a Rosh Chevi Kedisha, "Did he let you into Gan Eden?" And Ezeruah says, the Shatini's question was, he was a fine person, but he wasn't known for anything special in this world. "Did they let you into Gan Eden?" He said, "Yes, I was let straight in." So the Yiddid said, "With what chus?" So he said, "I came to Shemayim, and I went through a din in Mishpat, and the Malachim from my Psuki de Zimra came and said, and they sang the Niggun and the words that I had said over my whole life in Psuki de Zimra." And I went straight into Gan Eden. So this is the message I want to give. Say Psuki de Zimra, B'koil Noyim, the Lashon of the Ezra, B'koil Noyim, and with Simcha. And this is the school of Fa'ilam Abba. And the Ezra brings this as a Hakdama of Psukit de Zimra on Shabbos. Psukit de Zimra is maybe somewhere in our beginning of our Avodas Hayom, at the beginning of the day. If one puts man to it, says out the words B'koil Noyim, saying the words out, and bringing Vashivaisa Alevavecha, bringing it to the lay, the word of Sukkot Zimra. And then one goes into a Krishna, a Kabbalah's own mouth of Shemayim, uplifted with the real thing, the real thing. That's the Ola B'Liba Losh Hashir, with the Sukkot Zimra every day, going into a Krishna that Yaakov Avinu did by Avos of Yerotim in the Brainstorm, making a real Kabbalah's Omar Hashemayim. Then it's Layamin de Bach Shem Mesha Avdoi, and it's Oz Yoshe. Then there's no ups and downs. Then it's Ksei de Simcha. It's the real Simcha. It's the everlasting Simcha. And it's the true Simcha that uplifts a person. So the Beishan Taka helps him to take the Limudin by Yichad Yisrei. Appreciate this middah, the Simcha of Chedvah, and be able to say, "Vayim Baruch Hashem," which don't have good matzavim. But even when there could be a situation when mitzadatena menachitzen, would actually feel not so happy, or it should be ve'aminu v'Hashem, and then we should be lifted up to the emes of Simcha, and with this Simcha we should be able to go and take a Mashiach b'mehirah v'yomim.